subculture of traveling, you know, traveling people, hobos, had been using secret languages, secret chalked messages on the outskirts of towns to tell each other whether they could get food, whether they would get a friendly reception in that town. We kind of talked then about, could we do this with wireless access? Could you chalk up a town for, you know, friendly, so it was friendly to visitors and wibos, as somebody has called them on the war chalking blog, you know, wireless hobos to wander around and get wireless access. And so, yeah, we all agreed this was a fun idea, and it went no further. And then I drew it in my sketchbook. I showed my sketchbook to a couple of people, and they all said, oh, that's a great idea.
Why are you encouraging people to use chalk? It is so impermanent.
The thing about chalk is you're not going to rub too many people up the wrong way by chalking up the city, by chalking on walls, chalking on pavements. You're probably not, you know, the most you might get is a ticking off from a building owner or a member of the law enforcement community. And being a bit of a scaredy cat myself, that was kind of my inclination. Secondly, as was pointed out, when people were saying, oh, well, you know, chalk will wash away, and why don't you use stickers or spray paint or spray chalk, you know, something a bit more permanent. And what occurred to me is the impermanence that is built into that chalking, that it could wash away, that it is impermanent, means that you have this kind of need to constantly revalidate the system and to check its integrity, to have people keep on chalking and see if things have changed, see if the bandwidth changed, see if it's changed from an open node to a closed node to a paid node.
This is obviously a work in progress, but describe to me some of the war chalking symbols that you have come up with so far.
It's very simple. It's just a symbol which shows whether a node is open or closed. Optionally, it can show the bandwidth that's available at that node. It can also show the identifying network name of that node, so you can log on to it easily. Other people are proposing things which show the direction in which the signal strength gets greater or weaker, so you can sort of move around and get better positioning. Other variations people have proposed in the last 2 days include sort of looking at whether it's a paid-for system or whether it's something which is free, you know, leaving marks for other wireless hobos or wibos, as they've started to call themselves on the weblog, leaving messages for the person who is setting up or giving away their bandwidth to, you know, show your gratitude. So we're really starting to get a rich little language evolve, and it's only been 2 days. It's really interesting as a designer to me how this is working as a collaborative act.
Matt Jones, the creator of War Chalking, which could be coming to your city soon. More information at warchalking.org.